Okay, this is the time and place for the formal hearing for Director Seal before the Utah Real Estate Commission. I'm Rick Southwick, acting as chair for this. Let's go ahead and have the other commissioners introduce themselves, and then we will turn the running this proceedings over to the administrative law judge.
Randy Smith, Commissioner.
Jim Bringhurst, Commissioner.
Andrea Wilson, Commissioner.
We also have Director Jonathan Stewart. Your Honor, we'll go ahead and turn this over to you now and proceed.
All right, thank you very much, Commission. Folks, good morning. My name is Sue Chan. I will be functioning as the administrative law judge in this hearing. We are here today for the matter of Derek Seal, case number RE-2022-001. This is a formal proceeding under the Utah Administrative Procedures Act, the Department of Commerce's administrative rules, and the statutes and rules that govern the division of real estate. Counsel, if you'll state your appearances for the record, please.
Stephen Green for the Division of Real Estate.
For the respondent, Derek Seal, who is present.
Thank you. All right, preliminary matters, counsel, did you have stipulations that you wanted to put on the record as to the exhibits?
The state is stipulating to each of the exhibits presented by respondents.
And we've also stipulated to the renumbered set of exhibits that was produced this morning, 1 through 5 for the state.
All right, thank you. So there's a stipulation to all the exhibits that have been submitted to this tribunal. So we will receive all of them, and you can use them in your proceedings. Now, counsel, I just need to let you know we have less than a day to get through this hearing, and the commission has indicated that they need to be done completely by 5 o'clock because there are some people who have other commitments. And that means we need to get done sooner than that because we have to give them time to deliberate as well. So I've kind of allocated you 2 hours, maybe 20 minutes, more or less, for each side for all the things that I've told you, direct, cross-examination, openings, and closings and lengthy objections. It's just that we need to be able to allow the commission to be able to deliberate today. Unless, if we run out of time, then I guess we'll have to talk to the commission about coming back to deliberate at a different time. And would that be acceptable to the commission in case we are unable to get through the evidence today?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone. All right, folks. In looking at the rules, I just want to remind you that the rules only state that you get a direct and cross. It doesn't say anything about redirect. I will allow redirect, but I will not allow recross unless there is something new brought up in redirect, okay? But keep in mind that, but the rule just says direct and cross. It doesn't say anything about redirect examination. So just want to keep that in mind under the commerce rules and under the administrative rules that it says that as well. So I think that's it. Is there anything else that we need to address today, folks? Okay. All right, then, Mr. Green, are you ready to proceed? Do you have an opening statement that you'd like to provide to the commission?
Yes, briefly, and just due to the electronic recording and cameras, I'd ask permission to remain seated while I do that. Is that all right with the court?
That's fine, counsel.
Okay.
1 second, we're just going to double check. Oh, yes, we do that so that the commission can see it's the one right there. Is it one or two?
We can do that when they're called.
Okay, there you are. You're on TV, counsel.
Awesome. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen of the commission, what this case is about is responsibility. The Division of Real Estate has filed a petition against the respondent, Derek Seal, who is a licensed broker who's been licensed by the Division of Real Estate as a broker. He is the principal broker of Next Home Experts, who employed a sales agent by the name of Carolyn Sheminant. In 2017, Ms. Chevenant was retained by Matthew Janzer and Karina Handel in order to locate a home. They were successful. They purchased a property in Magna, Utah. However, due to a job relocation approximately 9 months later, they were forced to sell the property. So they had had a good interaction with Ms. Chevenant, and so they retained the services of her and Next Home Experts in order to list that same Magna home. However, things did not go quite as smoothly this time. There were mounting frustrations between the sellers and Ms. Chevenant. They were not receiving documentation that they had requested. There was miscommunications. There was listing problems that they felt that the listing had not been advertised correctly. And they were getting a lot of buyers stopping by. Anyway, there were just a lot of frustrations that were mounting, and they weren't getting a lot of relief through Ms. Chevenant. So they contacted Derek Steele, the principal broker and the respondent in this case, and asked that the exclusive listing agreement that they be released from that. Mr. Seal declined to release them from the exclusive listing agreement and gave them several options instead. We'll go through those options in the testimony. But what he didn't do was he didn't take any steps to correct the problems that were facing the sellers and the issues that Ms. Chevenant was presenting. When the division contacted Mr. Steele to request documents, the division discovered that there was a number of problems with the file that they had in their possession. There were documents that were not completely signed. There were documents that were missing. And other issues. In fact, those issues predated that transaction.